And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere, and we get to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here. Lee, what's up?
Hey, Mondaleet. Well, earlier this week in Michelle Martin's commentary, she weighed in on the highly debated actions of Congressman Joe Wilson. Now, last week, the Republican from South Carolina shouted, "You lie!" at the president during his address to a joint session of Congress on health care. Now, some decried Wilson's actions as rude, and even though he did apologize, the House did formally reprimand him by passing a resolution this week. Such disciplinary action, according to blogger Jason, is just wrong. I'll read a post from him here. Jason writes, "Wilson's outburst is by no means a reason to be chastised or forced to apologize. Heckling of political officials has been going on since the birth of this nation. The only fact of this whole ordeal is that people need to move past the petty over dramatic reactions to criticism and move into the real debate."
Thank you, Jason. We had a conversation also with two conservative talk show hosts on healthcare and immigration. They shared Joe Wilson's fear that healthcare benefits will be extended to illegal immigrants. Here's a clip from that conversation.
The illegal immigration issue has caused our schools to be in a death spiral, our prisons to be overcrowded, the tensions because the federal government has failed to address this issue. So to compound the issue by making maybe 9 or 10 or 12 million people eligible for subsidized health insurance at a time when we're having difficulty extending that to American citizens and legal immigrants is something we find that just compounds the problem.
That was Roger Hedgecock, who hosts a nationally syndicated show from San Diego. His comments didn't sit well with blogger Steve, who writes, "These talkies epitomize the racism from the right. They will turn any debate into an argument over illegals," his words, "to tie healthcare to any albatross they can find." Steve writes, "It's not the job of healthcare reform to solve the immigration problem."
Thanks, Steve. Also, Mondaleet, this week we spoke about the importance and sometimes difficulty of talking to kids about their cultural heritage when that history is layered with the realities of racism and injustice. Here's a clip from that discussion with regular parenting contributor Jolene Ivey.
I think that it really helps if you're able to find examples in your own family and say, "Yeah, this is where we came from, but look where we're going, and look how far we've come, and look how that person back there, that person who was a slave or was in a death camp perhaps, if that person was able to survive and form a foundation and pass things on to us, and so you're able to live."
After that conversation, we received this note from Allison, who says she is white. Allison writes, "Recently I watched the miniseries Roots with my 10-year-old and 16-year-old. I had not seen it since I was a young adult without children. The three of us cried together and talked about slavery and its legacy. I think that Roots or something like it should be required for kids in school to watch. It gave my kids a new perspective."
Thank you, Allison, and thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Mondaleet.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Remember to leave your name, and you can also log on to our new website to read more. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, and then on to Tell Me More, and blog it out.